Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Sisters on Lit Radio with Papaya. This is the first show of 2015, so Happy New Year to everyone. Before we get started, I have a couple of announcements. If you want to speak with any of the authors today of JOP, make sure you press 1 so I can let you in. Otherwise, I'm just going to assume that you're listening, and we appreciate that also. The chat is not working, so hopefully we can get through this interview before Blog Talk got crazy. So I apologize to anyone that was trying to communicate from the chat. You have to call in to extra questions, or you can inbox it to me on Facebook. Papaya, this is on it, and I can answer it that way. So let's get started with the ladies of JOP, which is Alois Thelmas, I hope I'm pronouncing this one right, and Tanisha Page, R.M. Collins, Pamela Morris, and Mia.
It's Alois.
So, I don't have any of you ladies' names, so if you're on the line, please tell me that you're on the line so we can go ahead and get started. Alois, are you on?
Yes, I am.
And Tanisha? Hey, maybe. Let me see if this her mic that was muted. And Tanisha? Okay. R.M.?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Miss Pamela?
Yes, I'm here. I'm going to punch
okay,
out to
and is it Mia? Okay, we just want to go on.
That's me,
okay,
Boss Lady May.
Huh?
That's Boss Lady May.
Let me see.
I think you call me Mia, but it's May.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm sorry, thank you for that. Okay,
that's
now
okay.
Let me get started. Alois is 38 years old. She currently resides in Flint, Michigan with her 5 children and boyfriend. She's currently working on an anthology called No Face. The book is showing that domestic violence is no face. It doesn't matter who you are, man, woman, or child. She also has 4 or 5 books that getting ready to be published. She's also doing research on men who've been abused, and she's shedding light on this to bring a stop to this. She's planning on having a nonprofit organization called Men Don't Cry. Okay, and Tanisha, she started writing at a young age. She wrote about environmental around me with the encouragement of Jerise and her mother. She entered the literary world with 2 books under her belt titled The Game People Play and Surviving the Storm. She's a mother of 4, 2 boys and 2 girls, and a student pursuing 2 AA degrees in sports medicine and journalism. R.M. Holland's faced with the transitional point in her life, entering the literary world under the guidance of Jerise. She now has 2 stories available on Amazon titled Surviving the Passion and The Joy of Pain. Mother of 4, Nana to 8, or her next generation whom she wants to leave something for them to be proud about. I know that's right. Pamela Morris is a native English-speaking citizen of the U.S. with an undying thirst of quest in the field of writing. She always presented an unquestionable interest in connecting words ever since she was a small child, and this development into her 2s of performance towards expressing herself to the world is seen violet of ideas. The world was the platform. At her tender age of 13, she presented it to a screenplay. Her long life career as a professional writer then set sail. She is presently working at ODesk as a freelance writer with a 7-year experience in the field, adding stigma to an already declared stand, service to others, and the love of her life. Her creations of inspirational articles with the main focus on audience is the result of involving ghost writers for very authors. She loves writing for her page. It fulfills her needs, allowing her to create inspired articles focused on assisting others. And May is a multi-talent author, professional freelance writer. She's a ghost writer, business consultant, and accountant. In her 10 years career as a ghostwriter, she has written 3 screenplays, 6 documentaries, and 4 commercials, 3 sitcoms, and 250 articles, 60 short stories, and more than 125 e-books, with some some are on Amazon right now. She is living her dream of becoming a world-famous author for selling bestsellers, and this year is just the beginning of it. So that was all the lady bios, and once again, let me thank you guys for wanting to do... Hold on. Okay, we're going to get started. For I'm going to ask questions, and then you guys can take turns asking them. That would be the best way instead of going back and forth to each other. So the first question is, what inspired you to want to be a writer? And that's, I guess we could go in the order, Lois, Antonisha,
yes,
R.M., Pamela, and May.
Well, I started writing in the seventh grade. I was reading Sweet Valley High and Nancy Drew, and I always have a very active imagination. So I was like, oh, I want to be like them. So I started writing in a play form, but then I changed and started writing from a story form. And that's how I started, you know, writing, because I wanted to be like the authors that I used to read about.
Mm-hmm. And Tanisha?
Well, I started writing as a teenager because I was grounded a lot, and I didn't have nothing else to do. I couldn't watch TV or do anything else, so I started out writing poetry, and I just decided to take it and write it a book.
Okay. R.M.?
I started writing. I always have written stories and little essays and everything else too, but I'm at a transitional period in my life. You know, I done been a mother, I'm a grandmother, and I done helped with all raise everybody else's kids, and I was trying to find myself. So Joyce begged me for over a year to write my first book, and I did.
Okay. And Miss Pamela.
Well, I started writing as a small child. It's something that always interests me, and I just pursued it and continue writing best and adult, and became more advanced and began to professional write.
Okay. And May?
Well, I started in high school. You know, I had dabbled a little bit younger, but really in high school, I started out writing poems, and I published my first poem with the Library of Poem out of New York. It's a publishing company when I was 19 years old. And I worked part-time for a while, but last year I decided to go full-time because I was pursuing other things from acting to being a business consultant. But now I have kind of put those interests on the back burner and has really come out strong as far as my writing career.
Okay. That's cool. So now, why don't each of you take the time to tell the readers, you know, what all your titles, because I know some of you guys have more than one title that you have written. So I know I read your bios, but tell them what books you have written.
Okay, this is R.M. Hollins. I wrote Surviving Thug Passion. It's the simplest form of the book is it's a woman getting back at her abuser. The Joys of Pain, which is a book of self-exploration for a female to find out how to love, learn to love herself and accept love. And there's a couple of more. And it got Max Place and everything, but those are yet released. But Surviving Thug Passion and Joys of Pain is available now.
Okay.
Pamela. I wrote my first book last year called Games People Play, and that's actually about based on a it's a short story based on a relationship with me and my first baby's father and about the games we both played. And I just wrote Surviving the Storm about generational abuse, about a boy, how he overcame the abuse and then learned that his mother and father also suffered abuse as children.
Okay, I guess I can jump in. My first book was released on January the 3rd called Texting Attractive Men, What 20 Single Men Say is Irresistible When Receiving Text Messages from Women. Then my second book is going to come out on January 23rd, which is called A Modern Day Jezebel Saved by Grace. Then my third book is scheduled to come out on March 1st, which is a five-book series called The Boss Lady. And then from between April and June, I have two more books coming out. One is called Ladies, Wait on Your Boaz, and the second one is A Journey to Find My Only True Love. So I have all those books coming out, and most of them was written last year. I'm just writing one this year, which is Ladies, Wait on Your Boaz. The rest was written last year, and I was fortunate enough that I have two different publishing companies that has given me a book deal.
Okay, well, congratulations. That's
wonderful.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay, and May, did you go yet?
That was May.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well,
thank you.
I have a weird
dispatch. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is Pam. My first book that will be released, titled Living with the Consequences of Good or Bad Decision. A lot of times people doesn't really think about the consequences of the decision that they make. You know, sometimes people do things and they feel like that's it. You know, that's the end. But a lot of times we fail to realize it's so important to think or to realize the decision that we're making, because a lot of the decision that we make is long life consequences decision. And when we are at, I'm going to say, a crossroad and we're faced with a decision, it's so important to choose right over wrong. Because whatever decision you choose is the decision that you're going to be stuck with as far as the consequences, how it's going to end in your life, whether you're going to enjoy life or whether you're going to have a life that's going to be a long lot of consequences. So this book is mostly about two brothers who was raised by a single mother who was a wise lady who did the best she could to make sure that she knew she was sick, battling with cancer. So with her knowing that, it was so important for her to help her two boys realize in life, even, you know, knowing that she wasn't going to be around to really just guide them along, you know, through their adult life, she helped the oldest, which was the oldest brother, to realized, he was a little older than the younger brother, that life have consequences. And she asked him to take care of the baby brother, and she raised him to be a wise young man. And in this book, he chose to listen to his mother to make good decisions, as where his brother made a lot of poor and bad decisions. So he was stuck in between different crossroads, you know, roads where he had to guide his baby brother, where he made a lot of poor decisions. But even though he put his life on the line, or he had to really, really let his brother know that life is full of consequences, in this story, he realized the difference, and he assisted his brother. And that's going to be my first book, and I'm also working on a second book that is called A Beautiful Soul, A Special Gift to the World, that will be released in February, the middle of February. It's about a lady named Lillian who was born, one of a kind, special lady with a beautiful soul, who traveled, and she loved hard. She was a special lady that she had a lot of love to share, and wherever she traveled, she left love, and people knew there was something different about her. She had a passion to love and to help others. So it's pretty much an interesting story. And, you know, there's not a lot of beautiful souls in the world that have special gifts, that know how to deal with challenges in life, know how to treat people, you know how to just share love, how to assist people, you know, even when people, you know, don't realize the situation they're in, or people's not really to the point where they have someone that's going to comfort them and be there for them. She's the type of person that will do just that.
Okay. The background, could y'all mute y'all phone if it's a lot of background? Because this is, like, irritating. Okay. That's nice. So, now, Elois, I know that your books, you focus on, like, domestic abuse for men. Why do you tend on to touch on that subject so much?
Because it's not really being spoken about. A lot of women think because they can hit a man that they can get away with it. Abuse is abuse. You know, a lot of men, you know, has been told, take it, or a man not supposed to cry. And they're not robots. They have feelings just like we do. Don't nobody want to be hit on, man or woman. So when a woman is constantly, you know, she does it because she knows she can get away with it, see how far can she go. Now, where I stay at, if you hit a man, you'll get hit back. And I tell my kids, both my daughters, don't hit a man first. If you hit a man, you put yourself in a man's shoe to get hit back. And, you know, vice versa. I say if they hit you, you know, hit them back. That's when you hit back. If they hit you first, you hit them back. But I don't condone that. There's a lot of help for women, but there's none for men. Men get laughed at. Yeah, because I made a post on my Facebook page about it. And my brother started laughing. He was like, oh, you need to get your woman in check. No, it's not about being in check. Everybody has been grown. Everybody has been raised by their parents. So they don't need nobody else coming in trying to raise you. You know, it's not being talked about. When I was doing my research, the guy that played on the Brady Bunch, the oldest brother, the oldest child, the male, he was abused by his girlfriend. And she stole $20,000 from him. Done beat him and trying to kill him. Tiger Woods done being abused by his wife. But it's all of this, people think it's a joke, but abuse is abuse. Domestic violence is not, it doesn't have a face. It can be male, female, or a child. It doesn't matter. It's being stereotyped just as men hitting on women, but what about the women? What will they do? Mm-hmm. When a woman hit a man, that's still abuse, no matter which way it goes. So it needs to be brought to light. Everything's coming out towards the woman, but there's nothing coming forward towards the man.
Right.
Because I was in an abusive relationship, so I know how it goes, you know, for either side.
Right.
You know, and abuse can be in any type of form. It don't have to be physical abuse. It can be emotional, verbal abuse. It can be like you down somebody. I don't see. I was at went to the motel once, and a lady literally told her husband, I'm getting internet. I don't care what you say. I'm looking like, whoa. Like, she just dominant in the relationship. You know, everybody, you know, if you see yourself getting to the point, walk away. Then come back to the situation. But a lot of times, you know, a lot of it's coming out in emotions, or a lot of times it happens. They seen it have happened before. Like if a male sees their father hitting the woman, it's like a cycle. So he has to stop.
Right. Okay. So do you ladies write every day? Do you have like a set amount of words that you complete a day, or you just write when you hit the feeling?
I just be writing, you know, like I, you know, be in the mood and I got a storyline going on because I have a very active imagination. So I'm like, ooh, this is where he's going to go. And I only keep up because I write on paper. And I might write like two or three chapters, you know, within a day, within 3 hours.
Oh, that's good.
With me, I have a stock loan already, you know, up because me, Lois, and our twins are going to do a collaboration on the story, on his side, her side, and the truth. And we were waiting on all that to finish, get everything situated. But I just start writing when the urge hit me, like every day, you know, just write. As Jerise tell me, to just don't stop writing. If an idea hits you, just write it down. If you lose it, just let go for a minute and come back and start all over again. And that's what I've been doing.
Okay. I write when I get the urge to, or I have restless nights when I can't sleep, so I write to get sleepy.
I do that too. Oh, wow.
Okay. That's cool. So if I ask you, how would you describe your writing in three words, what three words would you say?
Me, I would say busy, unique, and original.
I would say brilliant, creative, great storyteller. I know that's a lot of words.
Okay,
you need creative, ambitious.
The background is killing me.
Yeah, somebody
so
needs to turn it.
Trying to find out whose phone is that with all the noise. Okay, thank you. Okay, because I can't hear y'all with the noise in the background. Okay, did everybody say their three words?
No, I would say ambitious, creative, and unique.
That might be me because I'm on the train coming home. So I would say honest, unique, and loving.
Okay.
That might be me with all the background noise. I'm on the train coming home. So I'm going to mute my phone and still listen.
Okay.
I would say imaginative, creative, and busy.
Okay. Now I have another one. If you know, we was at a book fair, and I go to a lot of book fairs, and I come up to you and I see you at your table with your book, and I ask you, why should I buy your book? What would you tell me?
Good question. That's something to think about. Like, wow, okay.
Yeah, that is.
Okay, somebody else need to go. So I got to think on something on that. I'm like, oh, okay.
I would say I would be honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. It's a good read. And you might want to buy a few more copies for your friends and refer your friends to come read my book.
Okay.
I would say that if you come to me, I'd say, you know, it would be a great read, for you to deal with the same things that I'm dealing with. If a person that's dealing with something, I would suggest a book to help them get through. So, like a person been through child molestation, I have a book called My Little Dirty Secret, and I said this right here would help you get over it, you know. And then if you know somebody else, do it that way as well.
Well, I basically
and can
I would
you inbox me your book title because I saw somebody today on Facebook that her niece had just went through that, so I want to recommend that book for her. So please inbox me that name of the book. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. It's not released just yet. I'm working on it. I had to do some few changes in it, and as soon as I do,
I would tell them. That my style of writing is I always keep my readers on edge, and if they want to really enjoy a good book, then they definitely would want to buy mine because I'm always going to keep them guessing with all the twists and the turns and all the action feel and capture an imagination and take it to places that their mind can't even imagine. So I think they would definitely enjoy my book.
They ain't just closing on my interview.
Okay.
Oh.
That was good.
Yeah, I think somebody cutting in while we're talking. Be quiet.
Well, mine is uniquely different. This is R.M. Holland. Mine is uniquely different because I'm telling it from an experienced point of view, because I am a little bit older than a few of these ladies on here, and I am Antonisha's mother. But the thing is, I'm telling it from a uniquely different perspective. From if I come across someone's child and I know they're going through this hurt and pain, that I can give them some words of wisdom or words of comfort. It's just like holding, you know, that old comfy blanket that you have to keep you warm and to keep you safe.
Right.
That's what I think my style of writing is.
Okay. Cool.
What is your name again? Because I may have you beat as far as age.
Excuse me?
Huh?
I didn't hear her.
I think she said she may be older than us on the line, but I don't know about that one. I know I look young, but I'm not.
Oh, who said that?
No,
I said I'm 52 years old. I'm 52 years old. Like I said, I am the eldest of this one of this group right now.
I know I'm not.
I'm gonna say this. I'm 50 plus two. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, I guess I think I'm the baby of the crew then.
Yes, you are.
I'm the baby of the crew.
I'm 38.
Tell me, like, in the ones that have multiple books, you could pick any book you want, but tell me, and I know it might be more, but just tell me one of your favorite characters and why is he or she your favorite character.
I go first. This is Antonisha. My favorite character would be myself in the games that people play, because I go a little buku crazy. And
but you like that in real life.
Yeah, I calm down. Mom, don't tell. Shh, be quiet.
I can tell.
I go a little boo-boo, crazy, and one thing you don't do to me is talk about my kids. And in the book, you see I go a little overboard to where I can almost got life in prison. And, yeah, my mother had to stop me. So it would be my kid, myself, and my character in the game to play.
Okay, I'll go next.
With you. When it comes to your kids, no overboard is understanding because I'm the same way. So I feel you on that one. Okay.
I would say Joy in the Joys of Pain, because it's a thing of she has she grew up in a household where she was the darkest child of the bunch, and she was treated differently because of her dark skin and because she had this, like, self-doubt of her confidence, herself, you know, if she can love and things like that. And that's basically the household I grew up in, is I'm a dark-skinned sister, and I'm surrounded by light-skinned people, and, you know, you got treated differently. And then it's like certain things that happen in that story, some of it's true, some of it's made up. But most of it is my heart into it. But the thing is, one thing I did learn growing up is that the self-love, and that's what she has to learn, is to learn her love herself before she can open her heart to anyone else.
My favorite character is coming up in my book called Hook Part 1, Kalima Story. Kalima actually stands for a black goddess, you know, a lady with a dark skin. She's very strong. She was raped by her father. Then turned around, she witnessed her father kill himself. So she went through a lot. So she opened up her own escort service. Her and her best friend. Each of the ones, it will be a 5-book series. Each one has their own story. But she was like the head of the scene. And she met a guy, the one that she used to deal with a lot. And he took a liking to her. He fell in love with her, trying to get her out the game. But he understood. Because a lot of people don't realize every story behind, you know, if you're a stripper or a prostitute, find out the story. Why they is addicted to sex. She was raped, and so she didn't know how to deal with it, so she went towards the sex way. And but her escort service always use protection. Use protection. She's also saying, you know, for, you know, having safe sex. So she was always, you know, very business minded. She was 17 years old, and she has a mind like a 30-year-old. She was always on her toes, and she was more mature than her actual age. And she actually came out a lot, and she got out the game and turned her life around. She actually got married at the end.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Kind of borderline, you know, with, you know, my life a little bit, you know, how you go from one way and then you can turn your life around another next way and get on to the next level.
Okay. That's cool.
Well,
so do you got...
I guess...
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I guess the character I can think of that's my favorite is and the one that I got coming out, which is going to be a blockbuster called The Boss Lady. Her name is Maya Weatherly. She was a lady that was strong. Her childhood, the way she grew up and how her father was and the way that her father treated her mother. So she was one of those self-made, she was a self-made woman that wasn't going to allow anybody to strong. She was bold. Her character was just, she was going to show the world that she was a strong businesswoman, and she wasn't going to let anybody take her down. As far as if she had to use mafia tactics, whatever she needed to do to stay on top, that was her goal. She was the one, it was all about her reputation and image, because she wanted to present this picture-perfect lifestyle, but if you pull back the curtain, there is a whole lot of skeletons in that closet. Everybody that knew her. Oh. I love that character because she was a strong one.
Okay, yeah. I can see that. Because, yeah, you have to be strong for them.
Yeah,
okay,
she was
so
a
well, Okay.
Oh, I just
would you say was challenging in writing? And it's just in writing in general. What do you feel is challenging?
Getting over the writer's block. You know, you can get to a certain point in the story, and then all of a sudden you might just go completely blank. So what I used to do to get away from that is do something else, like watch a movie or read a book. Sometimes it might take 2 months, and then when I go back and reread what I wrote, other ideas come. And then also is keeping your storyline together, because sometimes my mind go, you know, into different ways, and sometimes my stories get like scatterbrained, and then I have to put everything back together. So now I start writing with an outline to help me keep my thoughts together. Because, like, you know, you add it on, add this, keep adding, oh, doing this thing, and then next thing you know, your storyline kind of get off topic. So I do an outline to keep everything together.
Okay.
I would say staying in focus.
Well, I think the biggest challenge with my writing is, you know, like when you have different challenges going on in your life, sometimes it's hard to focus as much as you normally would be able to. So sometimes when stuff comes to you easy, it's much complicated, and it's not as you can't really focus and write or have that flow that you normally have if you don't have different maybe personal challenges or different things going on in your life. It just makes it, you know, it takes longer. You know, you don't have the time. You have to put more efforts into it, and it takes a lot longer to write. When normally, just say for instance, if it takes 3 days to write, it'll take maybe 6 or 7. It'll double your time to get it done, and then you have to put more focus and attention into it. and it's kind of like right. working hard instead of easy, and I don't like that.
Okay. So, do all you ladies write? What genre do y'all do? You guys write?
You say what genre?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of write in, you know, wherever I feel, you know, wherever way I want to go. I always don't. I'm not in a set genre. I like to try my hand at all, because my next one will try to do a mystery thriller kind of storyline.
Okay,
usually
cool.
I
That's
write
great.
Like for, I think, because usually, you know, it's like young adult, so anybody can, so everybody can read it, not just, you know,
late.
Just
okay.
adults.
Yeah.
You know, some I, you know, try street lit, you know, and I try, you know, try to write in different ways, you know, trying to try my hand at
okay.
everything.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
No, I'm still here. I just had to put on mute. I would try to reach out to adults that's going, you know, just adults, not children, because I want to. Well, this last book, I would say, can reach out to anybody because it's about generational abuse. So that one is like going to, you know, teens, adults who also, you know, who also been through childhood abuse. But other than that, I try to dabble in a little bit of everything.
Okay. That's good. I like authors that, you know, step out the box. They just don't write one, like, just write all urban books, you know, just, like, they could write an urban, a mystery, as she said, a thriller, you know, to just mix the genre up, because you attract different readers that way, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
one, they might don't read urban, but you wrote a romance, and, oh, I could read her romance, but, you know what I'm saying? So you get different readers that way, and then they might want to be like, oh, well, I like that, so let me try her urban book, and you might open them up to, you know, reading a different
mm-hmm.
genre, so that's good. Good. Okay, tell the readers how they can get in contact with you and where they can purchase your book.
Now, they can get in contact with me on Facebook or Twitter, and three of my books is on Amazon.com.
They definitely can get in touch with me on Facebook and Twitter, and my handle is Boss Lady May. And my books are on Amazon on the Boss Lady May as well.
Okay.
Well, everybody can get in touch with me on Facebook. I don't have any other social media accounts, but both of my books are on Amazon.com.
Okay, I can be reached at Facebook and Twitter, and my books will be at Amazon.com. It will be up on Lady Alexandria. And that is me, Pam Morris, and they can purchase my book on Amazon.com.
Well, they can get in touch with me at Facebook, and both of my books are available on Amazon.com.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Jerice, you on the line. I see you on
Hello?
Your life on. Yeah, you've been
Hello?
On.
Yeah, I've been on for a good little minute now. I've been on for a good little minute now, just listening and enjoying the show. Blog Talk is doing the most, so.
Yeah, you've been
I'm really
on.
Proud of
I've
my
seen
lady.
You. So, welcome, Jerice.
Thank you. Hey, ladies.
Hey,
thanks
Jerice.
For coming on
How
tonight.
You doing, sweetie?
I'm doing all right. I'm
yeah.
good. Okay, first of all, I want to thank Papaya for letting you guys come on the show and doing this Blog Talk Radio show for free. We do appreciate the publicity in JOP. We appreciate what you're doing and other platforms that are allowing us to broadcast our work and become known as authors. Second, I would like to thank R.M. Hollins for getting this thing together. She spearheaded
yes.
this particular event, and even though I know it may have been a little bit of a headache, I'm glad that, you know, she was able to pull it off. Then I want to thank all the ladies who who took the time out tonight to actually be on this particular radio show and for everything that they've done so far in JLP. Some have books out, some don't, but the ones that don't have books out, I'm anticipating the release because I know that they're going to be great once they're finally out and the people are really going to enjoy it. We have a lot of variety in the ladies that are speaking on the line tonight. We have everything from erotica to contemporary to informative to street lit to African-American Christian lit. We have the whole array right here. And it's a nice little mixture of all of
it. That's great. And congratulations to you, Jerisa, I want to say. But I heard of Elois before. Some of the authors are new to me, so I'm going to be checking out your guys' work also, like Antonisha, R.M. Hollins. I've seen you around on Facebook. I haven't got a chance to read any of your work, but I've seen you on Facebook, and Pamela and May are new to me, so I'll be checking you guys' work out also. And feel free to, you know, promote on my Sister on Lit page anytime. It don't matter how much it's there for you guys to promote and to use, so feel free to do that. Or you can send it to me and I'll post it also. So that's good to know.
I want to say one more thing. My African writer, he's still up. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning in South Africa, but he stayed up so he could listen to this broadcast. He had a little bit of trouble getting in, but he wanted you guys to know that he's extremely happy to be working with you as a team, and he really looks forward to the things that we're going to do together.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, Ball Talk is acting up, so maybe that's why. I don't know what the problem
is. Yeah, that's probably why it is. He's been trying for
yeah,
the entire broadcast to get
that's great. You guys get a lot of support, and that's great that you guys support each other. And Jerisa, everybody know you're just awesome.
Thank you, Babaya.
You're so welcome. And if you guys can make it, I'm having a book fair in May the 2nd. It's going to be in D.C. at the Thurgood Marshall Center. We have a website you can go on, solbookfestival.com, if you want to see how much is the table. If you guys can make it, that would be great. You could sell your books. We have an children performance there, authors doing book signing. It's going to be entertainment. It's going to be a lot of stuff there, and I'm excited. Huh?
When is this?
It's May the 2nd.
Oh, I may add that to my, because I'll be on a book tour April and May.
Oh, okay. Well, we would love to have you.
Okay, I'm going to have to get with the publishing company, but I don't see why not.
Okay, cool.
I would love to come, you know, but in that month I have to go down to Arizona.
And if you can't come, if you want to send any of your materials, you know, like your flyers or postcards, I will accept that because we're going to have a table where we set those stuff at. You know, readers like to get stuff, bookmarks, postcards for flyers about the book information. So if you can't come and you want to send your promotional materials, you can do that also. So just let me know. I can give you the address where you can mail it to. And you guys can do that also if you can't make it.
Oh, okay. I would love to attend a book fair, but I had to go down to Arizona, you know, to my brother's house so we can spread our mother's ashes so we haven't done that yet. So that's where I would be at, but I will, you know, get my promotional things together and send it to you.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, because I have other authors that's doing it as well. So I'm getting excited, and it's only January.
I would love to do it, too, but me and Antonisha got a wedding around that time. My youngest son decided he's getting married.
Oh, yeah, congratulations. That's a big thing. Congratulations.
Yeah,
okay, well, I want to thank you, ladies, once again for coming on the show. Remember, I'm always here. If you want me to post something around or if you want to come on the show again to talk about a new book you got or something big you haven't, just let me know. Of course, I don't charge for my shows. It's free. It's an open forum for you guys to express yourself, to bring your readers aware to attention. And I see people on the line, but I guess they're just not pressing one. Maybe they just listening. And once again, we appreciate that also. But thank you guys so much for taking out the time, first of all, to do it, because I know some of us are so busy and with the kids and this and that, so I really appreciate it. Just remember that I'm here. My email is always open, papaya@sistersonlit.com, where you can contact me.